This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Commodity Classic is a big agriculture conference going on out, I believe, near Anaheim, California. You'll recall in years past, our friend Jim Lee would cover the Commodity Classic for us, but now he's rode off into the sunset, if you will. So we were looking for some different ways to talk about the Commodity Classic, and we found a Knox County farmer that's out there, Randy DeSutter, of course, farms in the near the Altona area, and he joins us on the line from California. Randy, how are you? Thanks for your time.
I'm doing great.
First of all, if you could, for those who may not know, although I imagine longtime listeners to WGIL do know, as I said, but what is the Commodity Classic, and what leads you to go every year?
Well, it's like a national meeting of the corn growers, the American Soybean Association, the National Wheat Growers, the Sorghum Association, then we also have the equipment manufacturers. So they said there's about 8,000 people out here between all the farmers and exhibitors and all the associations. So we do policy, and we also do learning sessions. And they have a nice trade show with a lot of the farm equipment and all the new technology for people to look at also.
Very good. For folks who may not know, Randy, what do you primarily farm?
Well, we have corn and soybean, and I'm on the corn growers board for Illinois, so I get involved in a lot of the meetings and the policy sessions.
Okay. What sorts of do farmers from this area or nationally have concerns right now that may be may be affected by policy or things like that? What are the big issues right now?
Well, the big issues are the farm bill is expiring this year, so of course the organizations are really concerned about that. And then the trade is very important since we export a lot of our crops, and as many of you know, they're renegotiating NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
So however that comes out is really important to agriculture, because Canada and Mexico are some of our biggest exports for corn and soybeans, so we want to make sure we maintain those markets. And then we also ship a lot of products overseas to Asia and more we're starting to export ethanol around the world.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, the president has said he wanted to rework NAFTA and make what he said was supposed to be a free trade deal more free for the U.S. But and in some respects, it sounds like he's been maybe both pro farmer and maybe not as friendly to you. Is that how you would describe it at this point, or do you think the president's looking out for your best interests here?
Well, we hope he is, and until we see the final product, we won't know. But, you know, NAFTA is extremely important. And any trade issue is important, since a lot of our products go around the world. They're not just fed here in the United States.
From your perspective, has NAFTA been pretty good for agriculture up to this point?
It's been outstanding for agriculture, because, like I said earlier, with Mexico is one of our top customers. Canada is also a big customer. So we can't afford to lose that. And unfortunately, with us renegotiating, Mexico's kind of been looking at other options in case it would fall through, and maybe getting corn from South America. So we don't want that to happen. We want them to keep getting it from here in the United States.
Sure does seem here in the last couple of years that prices for corn have been on quite the roller coaster ride, haven't they?
Yeah, we're kind of suffering a downturn in the ag economy. Of course, that's one of the big topics of discussion here. We've had 3 or 4 years of tough times for a lot of farmers. And, you know, you can maybe withstand a year or two, but when it gets to 3 or 4, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on some people.
What can be done about that?
You hope that the demand worldwide increases. You know, a lot of the world is seeing an increase in the middle class. So if we can get more demand around the world for our products, that'll help maybe raise prices. And luck, I mean, it's kind of bad for the people in Argentina at the present time.
Yeah.
They're having a drought down there, and that's kind of spiked up the corn and soybean prices a little bit. So the rest of the world really does affect us right here in Knox County. It's a global market.
You know, it's one of those things I don't think people realize from time to time. Just what you said, that agriculture in general is such an important part of Knox County, and as you said, that corn prices can really help or hurt the local economy, can't it?
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, if farmers have money, they go to Main Street and they buy things. They buy cars. They buy farm machinery. Trucks, you know, they maybe go out to eat now and then a little more if they're having a successful year. So it does affect everybody more than you would initially think.
Yeah. Talk to me maybe about some of the other issues or things that'll come up or things you're looking forward to out in Anaheim this year.
A lot of times you learn a lot just getting to talk to other farmers, networking, you know, maybe talking about what they're doing on their farm, say maybe their conservation practices that they do, maybe marketing. That's always important. Guys like to talk to market and weather and things like that. So there's a lot of new technology that the companies will be presenting in the trade show, and also we have some seminars that you can attend. So it's kind of neat to get up on some of the latest things coming out.
It's a interesting kind of how it, at the end of the day, you can have all that technology, but it just gets back to, you know, kind of collaborating and talking and trading notes and things, huh?
Yeah, in fact, I know one of the speakers out here is from Knox County. He's talking a little bit. Is Grant Strom from the Williamsville area.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about, you know, some of the practices he's used on his farm in conservation and how he fertilizes his crops. And he's had some, I believe, one of the top corn yields in Illinois last year on one of his plots. So we got some people that have done well and are getting recognized nationwide right from Knox County.
That's a great thing. And Grant, of course, been involved in the past with the Young Farmers and the rest of the Farm Bureau as well. So it's great to see Grant kind of getting a national stage here for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, people from all over the country may learn something from what he does. And they have a national corn yield contest, and it's just incredible. I mean, the national winner was something like 540 bushels to the acre.
Wow.
I think the state of Illinois had an incredible yield for an average of around 200. So you can see, you know, when you go from 200 to 540, the potential, you know, in the future that, you know, some guy could raise that much, that maybe someday, you know, we'll see it back home.
Absolutely. All right. I will let you get back to learning and talking to other farmers and things like that. Randy DeSutter, an Altona area farmer out at the Commodity Classic in California. Thanks so much for talking with us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Randy DeSutter on Galesburg's Evening News. I want to thank, by the way, former WGIL News Director Julie Root, who is now working in agriculture these days with the Corn Growers Association, among others. She's out there for the Commodity Classic and helped me get in touch with Randy, so I appreciate that as well. We'll check sports and have much more on Galesburg's Evening News on this Tuesday night next here on WGIL.